Mindset Coach Andre Nell joins us again here on eRadio for our weekly inserts on how to become unstoppable. And this week, talking about mindsets. Andre, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's wonderful to be back, and I've been looking forward to our conversation.
Same year. How's it going? Amount of time now, yeah. Same year. How's it going your side?
Oh, it's wonderful. It was probably one of the best weeks of my life, the last week, actually. It's been really, really good, yeah.
What happened? Did you win the lotto? What happened?
Almost. no, not quite. I started coaching, one of my colleagues who I work with at work. Anyway, we had a really good session, and yeah, I actually was able to help a lot of people this week.
Oh, that's very good.
I got quite a few new clients, and
excellent.
I just see exciting things for our coaching relationship, and
oh, I'm pleased to hear that, Andre. That's fantastic.
How was your week?
No, it's been good so far. I've had a few ups and downs, a few downs recently, but I'm getting up there again. I want to talk about it. Obviously, I won't go into details about it, but I want to say, you know, we get things. You know, I said to my brother the other day, life really feels like snakes and ladders. You know, you're going up there, you throw the dice, you go up, you're almost near the end, you're almost winning, and then bam, you land on one of the snakes, and what happens? Off you go, all the way down again, only to start climbing again. And that's what I've been feeling like for a good amount of time now, you know, especially in all kinds of aspects in life. You know, you're just getting there, and then you land on a snake, and off you go, all the way down you go, got to start again. And you never know if you're going to end up on another snake again. So that's how it's been feeling for me recently. And somebody also said to me, well, it's all about your mindset, you know. And I'm so glad we're talking about mindset today, because you're going to help us a bit with that. I mean, you are, after all, a mindset coach, right? So, Andre, tell us quickly, what is a mindset? What is it actually?
It's everything. A mindset is your collection of thoughts or your beliefs, basically how you view every single situation or experience that you have. And so I know that's quite a broad definition, but if I could use an example that would illustrate it. A lot of us go through similar things in our lives every day. For example, if you commute to work, we all drive to work, we've all experienced, you know, good drivers and bad drivers. But the thing that would make one person upset when a traffic jam occurs, or when somebody cuts in their lane or something like that, you know, versus somebody who doesn't get upset, who just, you know, lets it bounce off of them, would be their mindset. So the collection of things that you believe about the world and how you choose to perceive it, which then influences your body, your energy, and your feelings. That's what I would define as your mindset. It's quite a general definition, but you know, the specifics can be found in the nuances of every person's unique situation. So, for example, if we could touch on what you spoke about, with the snakes and ladders, that's quite a unique analogy. I've never heard that before. And I really
Do you like it? Okay, I'm glad you like it, because I always use like that one. Yeah. It really, that's the best way I can describe it, is the snakes and ladders.
So let's pick a bit at your mindset of the situation, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
So one of the things that makes up your mindset would be your self-talk, your internal stories, your inner dialogue that you have about the things that are happening. And so, you know, one of the things that I could ask you would be, what kind of stories are you creating about the idea that you have that your life is just a bunch of, you know, like a snakes and ladders game right now? Is that something that you're telling yourself all the time, or is that something that somebody else is telling you? you know, talk me through what's happening in your mind in relation to that.
It just feels that way, you know. That's the only way I can describe it, you know. And a lot of times it's worse in your head than it actually is. I am prone to that, mm-hmm. because I have a very dramatic, almost like a theater in my mind, where things are very, very dramatic, and then my body kind of responds to it, to what's in my mind, but not really what's before me or what I'm really dealing with. But yeah, I think it's still quite accurate. I think it's realistic as well, you know, just a little bit more dramatic than it should be, maybe sometimes.
It's interesting, like what you said, you know, you said that your mindset, it works like that, and so your body responds. And actually, you hit one of the biggest nails on the head when it comes to mindset, is that many people think that your mind is just your head, you know, your brain, but actually your mind is contained in every single cell of your body. It's an energetic field. And so the thoughts that you have and the emotions that you attach to those thoughts, they then manifest themselves in your energy or in your body, you know. So perhaps it could be a situation where your life may be a series of, like, a snakes and ladders game right now, but it may be that the fact that you're calling it that might be perpetuating it in a way. One of the things that I always point out to people, and in my own life, it's tough to find these cycles, but we often, you know, perpetuate or recreate certain cycles of events in our life without realizing it until, you know, an external person comes in. So I would challenge you to create a different story whenever you find yourself falling into that mindset. Does that make sense?
Okay. So what am I replacing the snakes with?
So, you know, it's very interesting, because it's not like you can take conscious control of the story that you're creating. Like, you chose to use the analogy of a snakes and ladders game. And so in the very same sense, in that, using the same power and control that you had, you could choose to create a different analogy where you consciously decide to break that cycle of snakes and ladders and call it a different game, you know. Perhaps if we keep on the board game analogy, you know, maybe it could be like a Monopoly game, where even though you're still going in circle, every time you pass go, you get some money, you know.
Yeah, so you just kind of end up in jail.
Or you end up in jail, you know. It depends how you want to think about it. But no, it's just part of your mindset is, what do you choose to shift your focus onto when things happen in your life? And I'm sure, you know, there are people who would be in the very same shoes as you and who would think their life is only filled with snakes and there are no ladders.
Yeah.
You're choosing to see both. Perhaps there's a time where you might feel, but I'm tired of the snakes and ladders game. I want to play a different game. And so you could shift your mindset, how you view your life, to something more in line with what you would like to have.
So, Andre, obviously mindset really matters. And the reason is, you know, our bodies follow. If you have a bad mindset, your body is going to follow you. You know, you'll probably end up being in fight or flight mode. It will have all kinds of effects on you because, you know, of what's going on in your head. So eventually, you know, you might end up with more chronic problems, like high blood pressure or whatever, because of what you're telling yourself. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Your mindset really does manifest in your body. You know, it affects your energy and your health, and if it affects that, that means it could affect other processes in your life as well. Certainly your mindset can cause you to like create more emotional reaction, like a more intense emotional reaction to things than what is possibly, you know, realistic. And that definitely does affect your body and your health, because if you blow things up, that could create even more stress on your body. And we all know how much stress affects your body physiologically. And in the same sense, there's a colleague of mine, he just refuses to be sick. And so every time he feels any symptoms of flu, he says he just goes for a run and he just rejects the flu completely. He rejects the sickness. And for him, he says it works. And perhaps it does, perhaps it doesn't. I barely ever see him sick, and he feels like he doesn't feel sick. And so there's an argument for your mindset actually affects your body because it's present in all of the cells in your body.
I want to try that thing about going for a run when you feel sick, but I don't know, it could be a bit risky.
Yeah.
Depends how you think.
Yeah, he's very fit and athletic, and
you see,
he obviously doesn't do it. You know, I'm not recommending when your heart is beating really fast and you're in the midst of the biggest flu battle of your life.
I don't think
but
that's
it,
a
he
good
does
idea.
It, you know, when it takes hold, yeah, he tries to just reject it, you know, run it out.
Yeah, wow.
And that works for him.
That's so cool. So, you know, Andre, would you say there's a thing such as the right mindset? Does it even exist? Or how do we know that we have the right mindset?
That's a good question. do you mind if I reflect it back at you first and see what your thoughts are?
Of course. Of course. Go for it.
Okay. What do you think, or has there been a time in your life where you felt that you've had the wrong mindset? If so, could you share like that specific example with us?
I think so. Hey, I mean, when you're young and dumb and so on, you know, you kind of don't have the right mindset, but you don't know that you don't have the right mindset. So it's only when you become aware of it, you know, and then you're like, wow, look at what I've been telling myself all along. Once you're aware of it, you know, more aware of how you talk to yourself, and that's so important. And yes, I've definitely had cases in the past where I didn't realize that my mindset was wrong. And, you know, I change it, or I try to change it. It's difficult because I think if you're so used to having that mindset, it's almost like second nature to you. So to change it, it will take a lot of work, and you need to be aware all the time of how you think and what you say to yourself. So no, definitely in the past, I've definitely experienced times where I thought, you know, oh, I don't think this is the right mindset. And then you change it. You know, always try to be positive. That's me. I'm always trying to be positive and see the positive in things.
Yeah.
But I'm also, at the same time, I'm not living in a dream. You know, I'm realistic, and I'm realistic with myself as well. So I'm saying, yeah, I choose to be positive, but it is still a very bad situation. But hopefully, you know, it will work out, you know. So there's always a bit of hope and a bit of positivity. But I think personally, a mindset is probably a thing that you never stop working on. It's almost like a work in progress all the time. Is that right?
For sure, yeah. Because things keep happening in your life. Obviously, you keep living, and so there's ample opportunity for you to look at things the wrong way, and there's ample opportunity for you to look at things in a way that's more helpful to you. That it kind of pulls onto what I was going to say, is that I'm not sure that we could say for every single person, every situation, that there is a right and a wrong mindset. However, I think there are two important factors that you need to have, components that you need to have in order for your mindset to be in the right direction, you know, moving in the right direction. One of them, I would say, is your mindset needs to be helpful in some way. For you to have the right mindset, it needs to be helpful to you and to other people in some way. Because if it's not, you know, it's just causing disorder, chaos, damage, destruction, anger, all of the negative things in your life and negative things in other people's lives, which I think we could probably both agree on, that that's not really a right or appropriate or helpful mindset to have when you're approaching life. And I think the second component to quote unquote a right mindset would be, it needs to be a mindset of growth. So that means that you should never feel victim to whatever is happening to you. You should take responsibility for what's happening in your life and see yourself as somebody who can affect change in whichever situations you're experiencing. I think that that component alone puts you in a, helps you to move towards having the right mindset. I think if you remove that part of your mindset and you have what people call a fixed mindset, I think that means you're generally moving towards a wrong mindset, if I could call it that. So I think those two components are very important to having a great mindset. But I don't want to venture out too much as to say, you know, this mindset's right and this mindset's wrong or good or bad. I just think your mindset should always be helpful to you and others in some way, and it should be a space where you allow growth to happen. How do you feel about that?
I think that's an excellent answer. I think that's brilliant. Thanks, Andre. Also, do you have more tips for us on how to build a strong, healthy mindset?
I was thinking about that quite a bit this week, wondering if there's the one mindset tip to end all mindset tips, you know, how people like to see, you know, top three things to do this or top three ways to do this. And I thought the thought of gratitude kept popping up to me. I think it's such displaying gratitude and expressing gratitude in your life and focusing on being grateful as often as you can throughout your day really will help you to build a strong, healthy, resilient mindset, because it does a few things for you. First of all, it puts you in a good mood because you're thinking about things that you're happy about, you know, things that you value in your life, which means you're going to be in a better mood. And we all know that when we're in a better mood, we have more energy to do things. You know, we just have a willingness to take life on, if I can put it like that. So it gives you a better mood, and being grateful also helps you to focus and think about things in your life that you value and things in your life that you would like to have more of. Right? We're not grateful for things that we don't want to have in our life. We're grateful for things that we would like to have in our life, and we would like to see those things stay in our lives. So building an attitude of gratitude in that sense, focusing on things we would like to have, that'll mean that we'll start looking for and creating opportunities to have more of that in our life. And I think that'll create a snowball effect to just having a better and better life that's more aligned with what you value and what brings you joy. So I think gratitude is certainly one of the most important components in a strong, healthy mindset.
Gratitude.
Is there anything that you think you could add to that? Yeah.
No, I think gratitude, most definitely. Gratitude and positivity, so important. But Andre, as I said to you earlier, you know, we get so used to thinking in a specific way. So it must be difficult to change your mindset. It's a conscious effort that you have to keep on working. Any tips on how you can change your mindset? I mean, I suppose the first step would be to realize that you don't have the right mindset.
Yeah, that would be a great first step. I'm not sure, you know, you can't really pinpoint how you could realize, though. How did you realize in the past that your mindset wasn't right? Was there like a moment or a event or a feeling that kind of triggered it for you?
Actually, I can't remember, but I at one stage, I think somebody told me, you know, you got to get your mindset right. And I think your mindset's not right about it. So I was quite fortunate to have that little tip there, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I think listening to others would be one of the first ways that you could start changing your mindset, being open and receptive to others' perspectives into your life, especially if it's somebody that you value and love and trust, because they wouldn't be saying these things, you know, just willy-nilly. They'd have a purpose to why they're saying that. So certainly listening to others would be a great first step. I would say that following your feelings is actually an important step to start changing your mindset. Because if you think about it, your feelings are kind of like your guidance system. You know, if you feel angry about something or frustrated or annoyed, that means that this thing is something that you should steer away from. You know, so if you follow your feelings, do less of what makes you unhappy and more of what makes you happy or feel joyed or excited or energized, I think that's one way in which you could start steering your mindset into the right direction. Although You know, as I'm saying that, I realize that it's the advice might not be well received by everybody. Telling them, do more of what makes you happy. You know, it's not the easiest advice to follow. Just, you know, if I said, well, Ian, you know, just do what makes you happy. You know, that's easy, right?
I wish.
The path to changing your mindset, it's not an easy path. I have to be honest about that. There are different ways to go about it, you know. There is the conscious route where, in our conversation now, you know, I could suggest that you, when you experience those thoughts, that you shift your thoughts to something more positive or to an outcome that you'd like to have rather than what you're experiencing right now. So that's a conscious way of shifting your mindset. And of course, following your feelings, because you're consciously aware of how you're feeling. There are also other ways of changing your mindset, which focus more on your subconscious mind. So I think this is a concept for another podcast episode, because it's got a lot of depth to it. But in brief, your subconscious mind, which is the part of you that you're not really aware of, you know, the part of your mind that controls your breathing, your health, your healing, your beliefs, your values, that stores your language and your emotions and your habits, all those things that come automatically to you, like writing something down on a piece of paper, that's not you consciously thinking about it. That's your subconscious mind in action, because it's been programmed in a certain way. So through techniques like I do in coaching, you can change your mindset much quicker and much easier, and probably to a more lasting extent and effect by tackling the challenges from a subconscious mind perspective, you know, going straight to the root and letting go of the beliefs that are holding you back, or letting go of the emotions that are keeping you stuck, or resolving the inner conflicts that you have within yourself. And that's something that, you know, certain parts of that you can do by yourself, but working with a coach or working with somebody else who can help you to highlight these things and point them out to you, and who can help you get to the root of them, that will be a more effective and quicker way of changing your mindset, when you go right to the root, the subconscious mind, and you really tackle it there.
Andre, obviously you're a mindset coach, so you can help us with our mindset. How do we get in touch with you?
My website. I love my website. I've spent a lot of time on my website, so that's andrenellcoaching.com. On my website, you know, I explain a lot of the mindset concepts that we've spoken about now, and it's very easy, you know, just you scroll through the website, you have a look what people have said about working with me, you read a bit about what I do, and from there, I have a bookings page, which you can book your call easily with me, and I also have my email address, which is on my website. It's just andre@andrenellcoaching.com. And those are my two main ways of connecting with people. I'm on my email a lot. Those are the two best ways.
Excellent. Andre, thank you so much for helping us today with mindset. And then obviously next week we'll be talking about habits and, you know, go into that and habits and so on.
Yeah. I'm excited for that, because I think this episode, you know, was perhaps a bit more abstract, the concept of mindset. But habits, I'm excited to talk about that, because it's much more practical and tangible, and it's very actionable.
Exactly.
So I think people who are looking for a place to start, I would encourage them to listen to that habits episode.
Yeah, don't miss it, because we will be talking about how to choose the right habits and also how to change it, how to break those bad habits. Andre will join us again next week to help us with that. Andre, in the meantime, thank you so much, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.